Na gut. Zufällig liegt er hier in der Hand. So, als Zugabe habe ich spontan vorbereitet. Die Rede der, berühmte Rede der Gewerkschaftsführerin Aida Ankermann-Ströck, die sie am Vorabend der Abstimmung über die Einführung des Zweischichtbetriebs in den Sacher Tortenwerken gehalten hat. Und zwar war es so, also es wurde 1923 gerülpst und es wurde eben der Zweischichtbetrieb eingeführt und das war die erste demokratische Entscheidung dort. Und die Sacher Tortenwerke hat die Mitarbeiterinnen und Mitarbeiter abstimmen lassen. Und jetzt gab es seit einer Gewerkschaft Informationsveranstaltungen, das ist jetzt die Rede. Also, Rede der Gewerkschaftsführerin Aida Ankermann-Ströck. Genossen! Säuselt sie ins Mikrofon. Genossen! Wird das Produkt unserer Arbeit doch in erster Linie von gutbürgerlichen Schnitzelfressern, Eskalopisten und anderen Rundbäuchen, welche von unserer Arbeit doch nicht die geringste Ahnung haben. Und die Anzahl dieser ignoranten Fettfresser wird immer größer. Ja, die Nachfrage nach unseren Tortenfabrikaten ist mittlerweile sogar so enorm, dass nun vom Chefkoch die Einführung einer hauchdünn, marillenmarmeladenbegrenzten Zweischichtarbeit gefordert wird. Und ihr alle, wir alle sind nun aufgefordert, über diese Einführung oder Nicht-Einführung zu entscheiden. Eine nicht unwichtige Entscheidung. Eine Entscheidung, die sich durchaus als Nadelprobe für die nationale Arbeitsmarktpolitik erweisen kann. Erstmals in der Geschichte unserer Firma sind nun die Schokolademassen aufgefordert, ihre Stimme abzugeben. Und ich sage euch, das Ergebnis dieser Abstimmung wird auf jeden Fall ein Backtriebmittel in den Gedärmen der Bourgeoisie sein. Die Zeit des Blindbackens sind vorbei. Wir lassen uns nicht länger bis an die Bordüre unterrühren, auch wenn die Mächtigen versuchen, uns abzutreiben. So flaumig können sie uns gar nicht schlagen. In unseren Herzen bäckt der Widerstand auf oberster Stufe und steifem Eischnäs annoncieren wir. Wir sind nicht länger der Dressiersack der Schokoschicht. Wenn diese feingebäckten Herrschaften in ihren zuckerglasierten Lebkuchenhäusern Torte essen wollen, sollen sie doch selbst schauen, wie sie das gebacken bekommen. Sollen sie doch nur einen Tag lang unsere zermürbteiligen Tätigkeiten übernehmen und ihre Marzipanfinger in einen unserer Rührkessel stecken. Dann werden ihnen die Linzaugen aufgehen wie Germteig, den briochen Herren und den edlen Damen mit ihren geflochtenen Mondzöpfchen. Dann werden sie merken, dass es Striezel gibt, die sie sich in ihren kantierten Kirschinen nicht feinmalen können, die sie sich nicht mal im Knuspertraum vorstellen können. Warum, so frage ich, sollen wir noch mehr Torten an unsere Widersacher liefern? Es muss eine klare Grenze zwischen Eiweiß und Dotter geben. Wollen wir sie wirklich kochen lassen bis zum großen Flug? Das kann sich der feine Rosenwasserart abseihen. Für wie Dämel halten uns die eigentlich? Denen werden wir zeigen, was Sache ist. Wir werden diesen Schupfnudeln die Zwetschgen rösten bis quie. Das wird kein Honigtorten lecken für deren Prinzregenten. Diesen Windbeutel werden wir in Donut entgegen schmalzende Cantuccini-Baklava kipfeln. Ob Latte oder nicht. Das muss ja wohl eklär sein. Sonst werden wir Malakoff-Talken was in der Torte. So viele Walnüsse kann der Vorstand gar nicht beimengen, dass diese Meringue für uns irgendwie Baiser wäre. Und darum, ihr Manner und Schnitten, würfeln wir diesen Zuckerkandis Tassestaub, verzieren wir das Petit Four, dieses Chiffonat mit einem Bouquet Garnier aus bitterster Schokolade und deklassieren wir diese Panade, diese brandteigartige Fassade für eine Farce ohnegleichen, dass die Formen springen. Lasst uns domisch in den Laugen, dass die Bresen salzen. Wir werden Broteinheiten bilden und so lange plundern, bis nur mit dunkelrote Zwetschgenflecken auf dem Christstollen des Feierbrots an die einstigen Esterhase-Schnitten erinnern. Wir lassen uns nicht länger im Wasserbad napieren. Und deshalb geht zur Wahl. Geht zur Wahl und stimmt gegen den Zweischichtbetrieb mit Marillenmarmelade. Tiramisu!
Termitinitus.org. Like all the days before, I come home to you. I didn't dare to know there is someone like you.
Keeping me so close to thee, while so many, oh, so many stood apart, and the light came from her body, and the night went through her grace. All summer long she touched me. I knew her, I knew her, face to face.
Thank you. This is the witching hour. It is the hour when dogs howl and evil is let loose on a sleeping world. Want to hear about it? Then turn out your lights.
Captain said so.
Certainly do like that record, I must say, from the Detroit Cobras, from their LP Life, Love and Leaving on Sympathy for the Record Industry Records. That's Shout Bama Lama. And on tonight's programme, debut session from Bear Suit, which I think you're going to enjoy, and any number of fascinating records. And for those of you who are interested in the webcam, I've undone another button on my shirt. Don't want to drive you mad, but I have done. This is Oval. There you go. That's from Oval, from their Oval Commas LP on Form and Function Records. Played a track from that last night, if you were listening. Played a track if you weren't listening, as a matter of fact, and that is track one. And referring back to the shirt, if you do look at the webcam thing, it is... I set off from home yesterday feeling kind of optimistic and up about life, and the shirt reflects that, actually, because it's a symphony in kind of orange and yellow and things. Matches my complexion almost perfectly, but it is a demonstration to you, if you like, why a certain well-known department store is having financial problems at the moment, because that's where it came from. And I failed to put on the next record, actually, because I was so busy dancing to the previous track. Obviously not true. This is some more music from Bury St Edmunds, obviously very much the coming place, and this track is by Antihero, as soon as it cues itself up. It's called MTV.
This one goes out to MTV. Don't want to be another rock and roll apology. It's better to burn out than fade away. Yeah, I'm reminded every day I am changing for the music industry. Sell out, sell it, cause these days it's the same. And the big city lights just seem to spell out my name. Don't you get what I mean? This is why I hate MTV. I wanted more than I could steal. And it takes our soul to make the sound. And we raise a smile from the underground. Cause they know, they know, they know. Does it sound like I'm gonna cry? That's the mood I'm going for. It isn't much fun being cool 10 years behind. It's better to have won what I have lost. Your knives and backs, I know the cost. So I am changing for the music industry. And we can fake it again. Yeah, we can fake it again, again, again. A million miles from the night, bring your dreams of late at night. So I am changing for the music industry. Dear mom and dad, I'm doing fine. They signed up my band with us, we can pay a bill line. Don't you get what I mean? This is why I hate MTV. I want it more than I could stand. Of what we believe. Don't you get what I mean? This one goes out to MTV. And it takes our souls to make the sound. And we raise a smile from the underground. Cause they know, they know, they know. Yeah, they know, they know, they know. Yeah, they know, they know, they know.
I actually have no evidence at all to support my assertion that they're from Bury St Edmunds. I'm not quite sure why I believe them to be from there, but that's Antihero anyway, and they are involved in a forthcoming split single with Miss Black America, who are from Bury St Edmunds, and who will be doing a session which goes out, when is it? Next week sometime, I think, anyway. But that was Antihero and MTV. Tonight's session, though, as I hinted earlier on, comes from Bearsuit, and of them Lynn has written, Norwich-based band Bearsuit began in 1996 when comrades Lisa Horton and Ian Ross bought electric guitars from Argus. At first they were too shy to play to anyone, so they just practised in their bedroom and wrote a collection of songs. The band expanded in 1999 with the addition of a rhythm section, and then they started to practise hard for their first live gig in the autumn of 2000. Two gigs later, they were spotted by the Sickroom Gramophonic Collective Records, record label, who organised the recording of their first single, Hey Charlie, Hey Chuck. This song is about a boy with a big head and was released in May this year. It looks set to be followed by their second single, not unreasonably, Drink Ink. This is their debut Peel session, and this is called Stop What You're Doing Is Wrong. Gonna have to stop sometime, you know. That's Bear Suit in Session, the first from them. Stop What You're Doing. What You're Doing Is Wrong. And the next tune, another track from the LP by Schlempeitziger. Incidentally, emails to john.peel@bbc.co.uk if you like. And I was reading the Domino Records press release about this, and it says that Schlempeitziger, a.k.a. Joe Zimmerman, who hails from Cologne, records all of his music at home, and he says, I like the idea of doing everything in one place, shitting, eating and making music. It keeps it personal. I think that's going too far, frankly, I must say. He, like his fellow fisherman friends Black Pirate and Fish, is obsessed by fish, even taking his name from a little mud-living one called Schlampeidziger, which can breathe through both its mouth and its bottom. That is, and we human beings are supposed to be the superior species. We can't do that, you know, and how useful would it be if we could? I shall work on it, but I don't fancy my chances. Anyway, here's another track from the LP. This one is called Mauser Faltenfripp. Schlampeidziger on the John Peel Wingding from Radio 1. That's from the LP on Domino Records, Collected Simple Songs of My Temporary Past. Let's fade that one out so nothing else happens. Now, we've got some tickets to give away tonight to the forthcoming... I've lost the piece of paper. What is the event called again?
the UK final of the DMC.
It is, that's right. Exactly right. He says, now into his 16th year, DMC and Technics, host of the world's most prestigious DJ championships and so on and so on and so on. And the finals on the 20th of July in London, that's a Friday, Shepherd's Bush Empire, and we've got five pairs of tickets to give away, and we're going to have a simple multiple-choice question, which, frankly, you can guess, to be perfectly honest, and we're going to take names down both by from emails, john.peel@bbc.co.uk, or over the phone, 08700 100 100. And the question is, which of the following is a trick in scratching? The question was set by Lynn and Anita. I want you to know, nothing to do with me. And the choices are a crab, a lobster, or a prawn. Which of the following, which of those is a trick in scratching, if trick is the appropriate word? And it's 08700 100 100 or john.peel@bbc.co.uk. This is Reverend Pike. Reverend Pike from the CD DIY Vasectomy on Stupid Cats Records. Stupid Cat Records. And that's called Work Pride. Five pairs of tickets. Come on. John.peel@bbc.co.uk or 08700 100 100. Which of the following is a trick in scratching? A crab, a lobster, or a prawn? And you could be going to those finals. And time now for the Pigs Big 78.
Rolling Woman Blues by Sam Lightning Hopkins on Gold Star Records of Houston, Texas.
Tell me, put it my way, get that rolling from. Tell me, put it my way, get that rolling from. Come on, y'all, yeah, I want it. Been driving more. I woke up this morning, same thing on my mind. I woke up this morning, same thing on my mind. You can't get none of that rolling 7 days, no need to try. Thank you.
Good evening, friends. Pigs Big 78, that was Lightning Hopkins. Sounding not very much like Lightning Hopkins, actually, one of his very earliest records, and obviously a 78, and one brought over from the United States of America by our friend Tom from Atlanta, to whom we're immensely grateful, at least I'm immensely grateful. And this is Bonnie Billy from the EP from Temporary Residence Records, More Reverie, Strange Things. Hold on a minute.
Rolling Woman Blues by already. Sam Lightning Hopkins.
Big, stop, stop, stop. Why that happened again, I don't know.
That's why I say thank you.
Not sure what that means, but it's by Rare Essence on Rare One Records from Washington, D.C. Greatest Hits Volume 1 is the title of the LP. That was Work the Walls. Before that is Bonnie Billy, as he now is, from the EP More Reverie and Strange Things, originally done by John Holt. And I looked to see if I got a copy of the original, and I don't, so I can't play it to you. This is something else we picked up in Barcelona. And that's for George Thomas, one of our sound engineers, who'll be at Peel Acres tomorrow for Super Furry Animals, and I hope that you'll be able to listen to that. And George expressed admiration for that track when he heard me playing it the other week. That's by Aina from Barcelona. It's on B-Core Records. Nemo Technics is the title of the track, and they're going to be touring with Eric and his band later on in the year. What's his band called again?
Unfinished Sympathy.
I ought to be able to remember that, and I never can. Something I've been carrying around with me for some time, meant to mention to you, referenced the Purr. Is it a club? Anyway, it's an event called Purr at Moles Club in Bath. And tomorrow they've got Angelica and Fox Force 5. And then a debut gig, I think, actually, from Fox Force 5, perhaps not, but they're from Brighton. But the reason I mention this is that on the 26th of July, the Loves are going to be playing there, and you said there's a new single on its way, and it's really, you've heard it, and it's really
wonderful.
Good. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay. But also Aqua Vista, and they're going to be in session on this programme pretty darn soon. It says Aqua Vista versus the Surf Creatures. And who bring a taste of the surf with Man or Astro Man style instrumentals, as you will hear when they're in session, or as you may have heard already when we played some of the record. But that's at Purr at Moles Club in Bath. And what have I got for you? Sorry, I'm rambling slightly here. Oh, here we go. An email from tonight's session guest, Bear Suit, saying they play in Cambridge this coming Friday, Friday the 13th at the Boat Race, and in Peterborough on Thursday the 26th at the Club with No Name, which is held at the park, they say. And in case you're wondering, the song Hi Jaska, Hey Jokinen is a special version of Hey Charlie, Hey Chuck, translated into Finnish, especially for Lisa's parents who live in Finland.
Catastrophe.